This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to reporters for the first time since thousands of his supporters stormed the Capitol last week. He called the Democrats' push to impeach him in the last days of his presidency absolutely ridiculous. The president also rejected any contention that he was responsible for the mayhem that left five people dead. President Trump had urged thousands of his supporters at a rally near the White House last week to fight against lawmakers certifying that he had lost his reelection contest to Democrat Joe Biden. But the president said Tuesday, quote, "It's been analyzed and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate." He offered his comments as he headed to the southwest border with Mexico to inspect the wall that he had built to thwart illegal immigration, which the president considers one of his top achievements as president. The Democrat-majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote Tuesday on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove the president from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for the vice president to respond. Neither Pence nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such action involving the 25th Amendment's provision allowing for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. President Trump and the vice president met late Monday at the White House for the first time since pro-Trump rioters attacked the Capitol. Indonesia's travel minister announced Tuesday divers have recovered a flight data recorder. This is VOA News. A top British police official says officers have issued about 45,000 fines for COVID-19 restriction violations, and they will continue to issue more to keep the infection from spreading. The chair of Britain's National Police Chiefs Council, Martin Hewitt, made the comments at a news conference along with Home Secretary Priti Patel. Hewitt said he makes no apology for the fines levied because too many people were still choosing not to abide by the rules. He warned there would be more officers out on patrol to catch those who he said were endangering us all. Britain is among the countries hardest hit by the pandemic and is in the midst of a third national lockdown to stop rapidly spreading infections. The nation reported another 1,200 deaths Tuesday, bringing the current number of fatalities to more than 83,000. A third Democratic member of the U.S. House of Representatives has tested positive for COVID-19. This comes after lawmakers were forced into lockdown during the Capitol riot. Many Republican lawmakers were also in the room and refused to wear masks, according to fellow politicians' statements and video from the room. Brian Schneider released a statement announcing his diagnosis and said, quote, "I was forced to spend several hours in a secure but confined location with dozens of other members of Congress. Several Republican lawmakers in the room adamantly refused to wear a mask, even when politely asked by their colleagues." Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal also said Tuesday that she tested positive and criticized Republican lawmakers for refusing to accept offers to wear masks during the harrowing lockdown. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says Moscow authorities have formally asked a Russian court to jail him. They say he violated terms of his parole dating back to a 2015 suspended sentence. It's the latest twist in a lengthy political fight between Navalny and the Kremlin. Navalny made the announcement from Germany. That's where he has spent the past 4 months recovering from an August poison attack carried out while traveling in Siberia. Navalny argues the attack was carried out by Russia's federal security services on orders of President Vladimir Putin. Court documents published online confirm the move. Tuesday's news didn't come entirely by surprise. Last month, Russia's prison service ordered Navalny to attend a parole hearing or risk jail for failing to return before the terms of his suspended sentence expired. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.